Friday from Maimonides Park. It is the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks in game four of a six-game series. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Redd. This is MILB.TV and the Cyclones Radio Network. So tonight, Dominic Hamill takes the baseball against left-hander Evan Lee, who is here as a major league rehabber. So Evan Lee actually was here last year in 2021 with the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and this year is made his MLB debut on June 1st. That was kind of cool against the New York Mets, but went on the shelf after four outings at the big league level. Left flexor strained for him mid-June, on the 60-day injured list, and he makes his fifth rehab appearance in third one with Wilmington. Now the Cyclones are a half game ahead of Hudson Valley, who continues its series tonight with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws up at Dutchess Stadium. So the Cyclones have to continue to win and hope to get a little bit of separation. There's only a couple games left to go, including tonight, nine games left. So you have today, tomorrow, and Sunday with Wilmington, and then Tuesday through Sunday next week at Winston-Salem. So they are all biggies. Cyclones won last night 9-1 and turn to Hamill tonight to try to do what Luis Moreno did last night, because Nick, he was terrific. and got his team a big W when needed most.
Absolutely. They needed it, and they were looking for a bounce-back performance, and they certainly got it. It's also good to have you back. So
I was a little
bit lonely yesterday, but a big win for the Fordham Rams over Wagner, so I'll excuse your absence, and good to see you again as we get set for Friday baseball here on Coney Island. Another gorgeous night with the sunset starting just a little bit earlier, as we talked about at the beginning of this series. It is September baseball with a lot on the line, and the Cyclones are continuing to play really well. A 9-1 win yesterday, and the place to start is Luis Moreno. Seven innings that were shut out. He struck out six and didn't walk anybody. It's hard to pitch better than Luis did yesterday, and that was on the heels of that crushing loss back on Wednesday for the Cyclones, where they were out to that five-run lead. They'd scored five in the first and built to a 6-1 lead, and then the bullpen gave it away, and Brooklyn missed an opportunity to make it a game-and-a-half lead over Hudson Valley after they lost both in that doubleheader against Jersey Shore. But the good news is that Brooklyn finished the day in first place, and the good news is they enter in first place again today after the victory yesterday. And in addition to the good pitching, the hitting really strong as well. JT Schwartz, with another three-hit day, has torn the cover off the ball in this series. Now a 10-game hitting streak, a .435 hitter over that stretch with seven extra base hits. Six hits in the last two nights for JT. And he working well with Jose Mena in that Cyclones lineup, who went 4-for-4 with two doubles yesterday, his second four-hit game of the season, a six-game hitting streak of his own for Jose Mena. So those two carrying the weight offensively for Brooklyn, and they didn't need much with how well Luis Moreno pitched yesterday. And a lot of credit to Moreno for shutting down this Wilmington lineup that proved really tough back on Wednesday. So the Cyclones feeling good about themselves heading into this Friday game four, an opportunity to make it three out of the first four in this series. And as always, down the stretch, looking to maintain first place with now nine games remaining in the regular season. The star of the show yesterday, Luis Moreno, seven shutout in a big performance for Brooklyn. Had a chance to catch up with him. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Game four Friday from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn and Wilmington continued their six-game series after a 9-1 Cyclones win yesterday. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones starter Luis Moreno. Luis, this team took a tough loss back on Wednesday, losing the lead late. How impressive was it to see a response like yesterday's in the 9-1 win?
Se siente bien, ¿sabes? Por el apoyo del equipo. Yo sé que, o sea, que nosotros somos buenos, yo también son buenos, pero yo sé que el, o sea, el potencial y eso que nosotros damos en el terreno siempre hacía, o sea, el 100%. Es como que, o sea, perdimos, pero volvemos al siguiente día y, claro, somos equipo ganador y desenvolviéndome bien con los muchachos y mete mano y fuerte.
So yeah, we lost on Wednesday, but we're a good team and we don't take that to the next day. So the next day we come back to the game to play the game that we know how to play, that is you know, hard and yeah. Good.
From a mentality perspective, you know the team is looking for a response after a tough loss. Do you feel an extra responsibility to go and try and pitch well in a situation like yesterday?
No, yo, o sea, yo siendo yo siempre, o sea, como que buena mentalidad, o sea, la mentalidad fuerte y siendo yo siempre, o sea, fluyendo y haciendo la cosa, o sea, haciendo lo mío y trabajando duro y, o sea, no viene con presión ni nada, sino siendo yo, fluyendo yo.
He said no pressure at all, like he just being himself, he doesn't have to change. He just being himself and trying to you know, pitch well in the game.
We've talked a little bit throughout the season about AJ Sager encouraging you to attack the zone. How much did that help yesterday?
Bueno, me ha ayudado, o sea, a irme más lejos, menos base por bola, y a desarrollar, más a como estoy desarrollando y ganar juego y apoyar el equipo así, o sea, como que ataca la zona, esa es la clave de llegar lejos en los innings, de no encaminar a los jugadores. Y de sacar más también, atacar y atacar.
So this is one of the goals, attack the hitter for more strikes. And when he does that, he goes further in innings, that is good. And we pitch better and win more games. So that's the goal, to keep attacking the hitters and the strikes.
Seemed like you were able to execute with fastball and off speed yesterday. How much freedom does that give you to throw any pitch in any count?
Bueno, me ayudó, o sea, el resultado de ayer, 7 innings en blanco, o sea, me ayudó el resultado de ayer, que también, o sea, si a veces fallaba una recta, venía con el slider, venía con la curva, o sea, que es bueno saber así cuando uno tiene los buenos pichos que uno tiene, o sea, como defenderse en la zona. Si de los 4 pichos que uno tiene, por ejemplo, 3 de esos que están buenos en la zona, uno va a sobrevivir, va a llegar lejos.
He said that was great, that if some pitches aren't working, so he has other 3 that he can throw for strike, and obviously that helps him to go deeper in the inning and to, you know, if he follow behind the count, he can go back in the count throwing those pitches for strikes. And definitely a pitcher that have control or a good command of his pitch is gonna go far in innings and win some games.
You mentioned the innings, Luis. You've talked about the 6th, the 7th innings as big boy innings. You have to continue to execute at a high level and things get a little bit more challenging. How rewarding is it for you to not only pitch well, but to pitch deep into the ball game through 7 innings?
Eso siempre atacar la zona, o sea, hasta arriba del picheo, o sea, primer picheo strike, siempre atacar la, o sea, atacando la zona, porque si caemos abajo, se nos limitan los picheos, vamos a salir temprano del juego, pero si lo atacamos y no encaminamos así los bateadores, siempre así, o sea, siempre vamos a estar tirando así 6, 7, hasta 8 innings.
He says that, you know, like if you attack the strike zone, you're always ahead in the count, like you will be able to get to those innings 6 and 7, and that's what he wants, you know, to be able to be always ahead in the count, make good pitches so he can be deeper at those innings.
Luis, I'll wrap it up on this one. Matt O'Neill doing the catching for you yesterday. This staff has emphasized what he brings defensively for pitchers. What does he do that helps settle you in?
Nosotros siempre hablamos antes del juego, tenemos el meeting y eso, y nosotros siempre hablamos, o sea, estudiamos los bateadores, y él, o sea, es inteligente y él siempre, o sea, sabe llevarlo. Entonces nos ponemos de acuerdo siempre, o sea, él me dice a mí, o sea, donde él se ponga, eso es, o el picheo. Entonces siempre estamos de acuerdo con eso, y por eso que fluimos bien, porque es inteligente. Y entonces, o sea, los picheos que él sabe que le hacen daño, eso es lo que él me pide. Yo nomás tengo que encargarme de localizar y tirarlo donde es.
Yeah. You know, he's very smart, and every day before a game, we had the advanced meeting with the pitcher and the catcher, the pitching coach, and myself, and we created a plan there. And then he basically, like, he followed O'Neill, and whenever he decided to throw, you know, that O'Neill asked whatever pitch, that he just trying to, you know, have good command and localize the pitch wherever he needs to be.
Luis, appreciate the time. Luis, thanks so much for translating that Cyclone starter, Luis Moreno. Cyclones pregame continues when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
I'm back in the New York groove. I'm back in the New York groove.
Cyclones looking to stay in a groove ahead of Game 4 against Wilmington on a beautiful Friday night on Coney Island. Brooklyn entering at 64-59, 34-23 on the second half after the 9-1 win yesterday. Wilmington at 61-61, 26-31 on the second half. Dom Hamill looking to follow Luis Moreno with another outstanding Brooklyn start against Evan Lee, making the Major League rehab start for Wilmington. Cyclones hoping he might be just a little bit rusty, healthy, but rusty as he gets back into action tonight. Take a quick look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse split a doubleheader with Scranton Wilkes-Barre, taking a 4-1 victory in Game 1 and then losing in a walk-off in Game 2. Gosuke Kotto, 2-for-3 with an RBI in Game 1 and 1-for-1 with 3 walks in Game 2, reached base safely in 6 of 7 plate appearances between the two games. Binghamton lost to Somerset 4-3. Tyler McGill struck out all 3 batters he faced in the 6th inning in the first outing of his rehab assignment. Wyatt Young, 2-for-3, recorded 2 stolen bases for the first time in his career, and Luke Ritter with a pair of hits, 2-for-4 with a run scored. St. Lucie, a walk-off victory against Jupiter by a score of 7-5. Omar De Los Santos drove in the winning runs on a 2-run homer in the 9th. Cyclones looking to make it 3 of the first 4 against Wilmington. Get you over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much. The lineups, as always, are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Looking at just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks, second baseman Viandel Pena leads off, followed by the left fielder Ricardo Mendez. 3-4-5 hitters, right fielder Justin Connell hits third, Onyx Vega the catcher bats cleanup, and Leandro Emiliani, the lefty first baseman, bats fifth. Jose Sanchez having a nice year. He bats sixth and plays third base. Cody Wilson back in center field tonight, batting seventh. Drew Mendoza DHing tonight and hitting eighth. Meanwhile, the shortstop Cole Daly rounds out the lineup, batting ninth, with Evan Lee on the mound for Wilmington. One more time for the Rocks, who are 8 games back of first place Brooklyn. Pena at second, Mendez in left, Connell in right, Vega catching, Emiliani at first, Sanchez at third, Wilson in center, Mendoza the DH, and Daly at shortstop. Now for the Cyclones, who are in first place by a half game, 34-28 in the second half. Matt Rudick leads off. He's in left field. The center fielder Alex Ramirez back in the lineup tonight. He bats right behind him. JT Schwartz having a marvelous end of the year. He plays first base and bats third. Second baseman Jose Peroza hits cleanup. Stanley Kinswager, the Mets' number 23 prospect, bats fifth. He's in right field tonight. The DH, Jose Mena, who had 4 hits yesterday, bats sixth. And the bottom trio, shortstop Shervin Newton hits seventh. Jalen Palmer at third base tonight, batting eighth. And the catcher, Matt O'Neill, bats ninth. Dominic Hamill on the mound tonight for the Cyclones. One more time for the Mets affiliate. It's Rudick in left, Ramirez in center, Schwartz at first, Peroza at second, Consuegra in right, Maine of the DH, Newton at short, Palmer at third, and O'Neill does the catching. It is a beautiful Friday night on Coney Island. This is the final fireworks Friday of the year. And so these fans able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show before the show coming up on Coney Island. Dom Hamill and the Cyclones in their amazing blue jerseys have taken the field. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from Maimonides Park, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball taking on the Wilmington Blue Rocks on MILB.TV.
Hi, folks. ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here at the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks out of Wilmington, Delaware, the affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Friday, everybody, from the Catbird Seat. That is Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Ratt. Happy to have you with us tonight as the Cyclones half-game lead over first place with nine to play. Now, there's a New York meme that goes around social media right around this time. And according to the meme of the fact that New York actually has 12 seasons, this one is false fall, then second summer is next, and then actual fall. But it has that kind of crisp fall air feel to it tonight. 74 degrees, a little breeze off the beach, and maybe a sweater, a light jacket up here in the Catbird Seat.
Yeah, it's been a while.
As we get going.
Put the quarter zip on.
We'll take it because it is, when you talk about cold weather in baseball, that only means one thing. It is playoff season. That's what the Cyclones are hoping for.
Absolutely. Cold in the air, hoping for ice in the veins for the Cyclones down the stretch.
On a really nice night, Cyclones wear their Brooklyn Amazons, which they have worn every Friday home game this year. Of course, the normal white pants, but the blue top with Brooklyn written in orange across the chest. An ode to the 1986 New York Mets World Series team. The Brooklyn skyline on the back of the jersey. And as Dom Hamill extends the glove towards the plate, reaches the ball back to the outfield, you can see, if you look at his back, that full white color over the blue skyline, a gorgeous jersey put together by the fine folks in the front office this year. So Hamill and the boys ready to roll against Wilmington. Switch hitting second baseman Viandel Pena leads off tonight. Hamill ready to rumble, first pitch. And the fastball misses outside for ball one. But again, 74 degrees tonight, ahead of a nice weekend in Coney Island. The 1-0 to Pena drifts a little bit down. Another fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Pena hitting at 232. No homers, nine ribbies. On base at 312. Hamill, high kick, 2-0. And there's a strike on the inner half. Mickey Smith calling balls and strikes. Chandler Durham on the bases tonight. Hamill deals the 2-1. Pitch clock foul off to the left and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Well, Dom Hamill has been one of the best, if not the best, Mets starting pitcher in the minor leagues this year. He is on many different leaderboards and number one on a lot of them. 2-2. Got him swinging. Dom Hamill starts his Friday night with a punchy He takes care of Yandel Pena, and there's one away. Well, Dom leads the Mets minor leaguers in strikeouts. He's made the most starts and the lowest opponent's batting average of anybody. This is AAA on down. It can even throw in the Dominican Summer League guys, the complex guys, everybody. Dom right now is number one. Here's Ricardo Mendez with one out, lefty batter. First pitch, breaking ball. Crosses the inside corner at 83 with a slider. Strike one. Mendez hitting at 235, 5 homers, 44 RBIs, 328 on base. The 0-1. That plops in over the outside corner. Strike two. Hamill feet pointed at the third base on deck circle. Spins the 0-2. And he got him swinging high cheese, 92 miles an hour. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dom.
Well, you see why he leads everybody. And it's tough to catch him when he keeps striking people out. High fastball. And Mendez did not have a chance. Such a good mix of pitches for Dom Hamill, making it difficult on these Wilmington hitters early.
So now 130 strikeouts this year for Hamill. First one to Justin Connell. Righty takes right down the chute at 91. No balls in a strike. No score, top of the first, just getting going. Connell, 13 games, 16 hits. The 0-1. Fastball, fouled back and into the crowd. And Connell lost the bat and went flying towards third base. So he takes a slow walk over to go get it. Nothing in two.
Have you ever seen that?
Not really. Not unless it was a broken bat, which is why my brain was doing flips and tricks.
He loses the bat, but he still made contact.
Yeah, that is a new one. Because sometimes you see maybe the barrel go flying, you hold the handle, and the ball goes back. But no, that one defied science a little bit. So kind of a little sticky. He's got a grip now and hops back in that righty batter's box. Hamill locked in. Here's the 0-2. Check swing slider. Did he go? You bet he did. Connell strikes out, and Hamill has a 1-2-3 inning. He strikes out Pena, Mendez, and Connell and stays. Dom Hamill sharp. We go to the bottom of the first. Clones coming to bat against Wilmington next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
On a Friday night at Maimonides Park, we head to the bottom of the first inning. The Cyclones taking on left-hander and big leaguer now, Evan Lee. How quickly they grow up, Evan Lee. He is back at Maimonides Park for the first time since late last year. Last time he was in Coney, he was a high A pitcher. And you're going, well, what are you talking about? Isn't he still a high A pitcher? And the answer is, not really. He's here on MLB rehab assignment. Evan made his big league debut back on June the 1st and made four outings in the big leagues and is coming back from injury, left flexor strain that he sustained in an outing against the Phillies on June 18th. Now, Lee is a phenomenal story. Literally spent the whole year last year. Wasn't it as if he went up to double or triple at the end of the year? He was a high A guy. And then a big league debut less than a year after that. Matt Rudick leads off. First pitch from Lee. Ripped towards right field in the air. Connell back towards the track. Full sprint turns. It's a one hopper off the wall. Rudick heading to second base. He slides in with a double. Now Matt Rudick greeting Evan Lee with a two-base hit, and that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise with a new TD Double Up credit card.
Heard it a lot yesterday and might as well get it going with TD again tonight. Matt Rudick wasting no time. Fastball catching a lot of the plate. Evan Lee working on finding that control, feeling good. Matt Rudick knew it and was all over that first pitch.
Now Rudick hitting his 17th double. He was at 235, three homers, 25 RBIs. Here's Alex's chance to give the Cyclones the lead. Pitch. Righty takes up and away at 88. Ball one. Cyclones won last night 9-1, so they've won two out of three to start. And the target continues to be on Brooklyn's back. Half game lead over first place Hudson Valley's in second. Playing Jersey Shore this week. 1-0. Breaking ball a little in. Ball two. Now Ramirez off last night hitting a 261. Five homers, 30 RBIs, 317 on base percentage. Keeps his hands nice and low and loose. 2-0. Bounded towards third and the shortstop hole. Base hit left field. Rudick up to third, stops there. Mendez fields and fires in towards the plate. So a base hit by Alex Ramirez. Runners at the corners with nobody out. Set the defense for Wilmington. It's Mendez in left, Wilson in center, Connell out in right, Jose Sanchez at third, Cole Daly at short, Viondel Pena at second, Leandro Emiliani at first, and Onyx Vega catches. Here's JT Schwartz, back-to-back three-hit games for JT. No score, bottom of the first, nobody out. Lee Longhole kicks, comes home. Breaking ball, strike on the inner half. Now, because Lee is a big leaguer, he gets to use MLB baseballs, one. You may not notice that as an onlooker. But also, no pitch clock. He is under MLB rules. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Pitch down and away, no balls, two strikes. JT hitting a 276 now. He has been on fire in August, now into September. Five homers. He's knocked in 44. And the on base at 358. Daly and Pena coming together up the middle, try to turn two. Lee's 0-2. Way inside. Schwartz shoots his hands up. Ball one. So Lee, little by little, has come back with an inning, two innings, and then last time out against Aberdeen, three innings as he continues to stretch out. Washington wants him back up at the big club as soon as possible. Kicking a throw over to first base, and Ramirez dives in. Now, a lot of that, not because the Nationals are contending, but now is the time for some of these young guys in the organization to get some big league time and get comfortable up at the big leagues. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. 1-2 on JT. Lee lifts, comes home. Breaking ball got him swinging. So Schwartz fans over a slider down and away. First out recorded by Lee.
And a really nice pitch down and away. Tough for JT to reach. And it shows what Evan Lee has worked on and developed in that less than a year chase up to the big leagues. Commanded that off-speed pitch that makes him tough.
So now Peroza. Peroza on base in 30 straight. Two off the team record. He's a right-hand hitter. Pitch way inside. He moves the back foot out of the way for ball one. Peroza hitting at 262. Seven homers. A team-high 47 RBIs. Is on base at 349. Ramirez at first, Rudick at third. A lot of speed on the bases. Lee's 1-0. Ramirez goes. Pitch fouled back. Peroza redirecting 88 back to the screen. Now Lee, because he is still only so new to the bigs, is technically a prospect. He's on the top 30 list for Washington. Number 29. He's only pitched four times in the majors. Made his MLB debut on June 1st against the New York Mets at Citi Field. Pretty cool. pitched in Miami, and then against Milwaukee and Philly in D.C. 1-1. Backdoor breaker. Cashes in for strike two. And Lee got there relatively quick. 15th rounder in 2018 out of Arkansas. He is from Bryan. Herosa behind. 1-2. Breaking ball a little bit low. No bite that time for Perosa. Two balls, two strikes. Lee looking right at first base, back at the glove. Hickson throws over. Ramirez dives in safely. So Lee, actually, last time he was on this mound, he won't be able to go six tonight, but six scoreless with one hit, seven strikeouts, one walk. One of his best last year. He didn't do that every single time. Cyclones had some good times against Evan Lee, but he finished really strong. 25-year-old's 2-2 pitch. Perosa chops it weakly towards third. Sanchez fields, throw to second, one. Turn to first, double play. And Lee authors the 5-4-3 double play to keep the first inning scoreless. Now Perosa bangs out, and the Cyclones strand a pair. We go to the second inning from Maimonides Park. Nothing between Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
We go to the top of the second inning from Maimonides Park. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. This is MILB.TV. And it is a scoreless game between the Cyclones and the Blue Rocks. Dominic Hamill at a 1-2-3. Struck out the side to start the game. An excellent start to the Friday night affair. Dom's trying to get back to his old ways a little bit. He's still been really good in his metrics. Even the deep, dark metrics are good for Dom Hamill, but his last three starts, his walk rate is 21%, and that remains the one thing next to Dom's name. He's kind of sick of it, honestly, I'm sure. But that is his main hurdle, keeping the ball in the zone and not losing focus. So Onyx Vega leads off, righty catcher. First pitch, and Hamill delivers strike one to open up the second inning. Hamill, 11 pitches, 9 strikes in the first frame. Turns his feet, 0-1. Breaking ball, cut on and miss, strike two. Vega at 284, 3 homers, 26 ribbies. Rock solid on base, right around 400 at 396. Hamill's 0-2. Missed a little bit low, breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Hamill working with Matt O'Neill tonight. Catcher sets up in. Here's the 1-2. And it's grounded foul outside of third. Did get in on his hands. Stays 1-2. Jalen Palmer at third. Sherman Newton at short. Jose Perosa at second. JT Schwartz at first. It's Rudick, Ramirez, and Consuegra in the outfield left to right. 1-2. Changeup stayed up. Two balls, two strikes. Dom walked four at Jersey Shore. Three against Hudson Valley and five against Hudson Valley. Those are his last three. 2-2. Popped up towards first base. Foul territory. Schwartz over, but it's in the seats, about six rows back. Though the walks have just climbed on him. And if you go back and just look at the number of runs he's given up with the Cyclones, 17 of them, which is not that many in all the starts that he's had. But more than half of the runs have come because the guys have been put on via walk. So it's been 8 of the 17 runs allowed, guys that got on for free. 2-2. Missed off the plate with a breaker. 3 balls, 2 strikes. There you go. Waggles the bat. The payoff pitch. Pop foul down the first baseline into the crowd. Stays 3-2. Hamill winds and fires a 3-2. That's fouled back. That was 92 miles an hour. Hamill sitting 91, 92 with the fastball, but most of the year touching about 93, 94. But he has thrown the fourth most innings pitched in the Mets minor leagues this year, 106 innings. 3-2, foul back. It's actually surprisingly amazing how much he has thrown this year because he is a new arm in the system. First full year, you really don't see that a lot. Another try at it against Vega, 3-2. And it's Nub weakly towards first. There's Schwartz. He fields and steps on the bag to retire Vega. So 4 up and 4 down now for Hamill. Well, that one took a little more work than the previous three.
Nice job to stick with it, though. And I think the key for Dom Hamill, and you talked about the walks, what we've seen from him is that the control issues seem to come in bunches. And maybe it's learning a little bit better how to streamline his mechanics and understand how to self-correct a little bit sooner.
Here's Emiliani, lefty batter. First pitch, changeup missed up and away at 70 miles an hour. Hamill, fastball, slider, curve, and change. 1-0. That missed down and in at 91, so dialed it up an extra 21 miles an hour. No score, top of the second inning. Brooklyn and Wilmington. 1-1. Fastball strike, a dart on the outside corner. 1-2. Emiliani hitting at 189 with a 277 on base. 3 homers and 18 driven in. 1-2. Little bounder towards second base. Here's Peroza, the field and fire to first. Out number 2. So 5 up and 5 down for the 23-year-old out of Chandler, Arizona, Dom Hamill.
Strikeouts in the first, weak contact in the second, and again, staying in the zone. That's the key. His stuff plays, whether it's with strikeouts, the hard stuff, or off speed to get guys off balance.
Here's Jose Sanchez. Base is clear, 2 outs. First pitch. Righty swings and tags 1 to center. Ramirez back, now stops, and takes a walk in to make the catch and end the inning. Sanchez was at 247, 5 homers, 40 RBIs, 332 on base. Dom Hamill, a really nice start. 6 up and 6 down. We're done with an inning and a half from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn and Wilmington scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones to the plate in the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rath. This is MILB.TV, and this is Coney Island, New York City. Thunderbolt roller coaster, the cart getting to the top of the peak, and a chance to get probably an even better view than we have from our fourth floor in the Catbird seat. And right around sunset time, lights are on at the stadium, but that blue, purple, orange hue, little layer over the beach water out in right, gorgeous. Stanley Consuegra leads off against the big leaguing rehabber, Evan Lee. Lee got into some trouble in that first inning, but doctored up a 5-4-3 double play. Lefty against righty, first pitch. Change up, missed outside for ball one. Consuegra, Mena, and Newton bat 5, 6, and 7. Stanley sways the bat over the plate. High hands over his shoulder. 1-0. That dots the outside corner at 84. Ball and a strike. Consuegra at 216. 5 homers. 22 RBIs. Getting on base at a 294 clip. 1-1. Swing and a miss over 87. Down and in. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee very still with that upper body as he works his windup. 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Nasty curveball from Evan Lee. And Consuegra finds out the hard way about that Lee hook.
Just frozen. Really nice pitch by Evan Lee. Consuegra looking fastball because Lee has been elevating that pitch. Drops in the curve. No chance.
It's Jose Mena with one out. No score, bottom two, Brooklyn and Wilmington. Pitch. Fastball missed outside at 89. I saw Consuegra walking back over to the dugout, and Richie Bennis, who's the hitting coach, leaning over the railing, nodding up and down. Probably a little bit to say, that's a big league curveball right there, Stanley. He's got a good pitch. The 1-0. Changeup fades outside. Mena takes an easy one, ball two. Now, Mena had his second four-hit game of the year last night. 4-for-4, 2 doubles. Hitting at 251, 8 homers, 34 RBIs. 2-0. Cracked up the middle. And right by Lee, base hit center field. Well, Mena now 5 for his last 5. Got a nice 2-0 pitch and a little worm burner up the middle.
High A pitcher, triple A pitcher, major league pitcher, doesn't matter. Jose Mena is just hitting right now. Seeing a pitch he likes, going right after it. Jose Mena has been doing work in this Cyclones lineup.
Third hit against Evan Lee. One on, one out for Shervin Newton. Switch hitting shortstop, batting right. From the stretch, Lee's pitch. Way outside, Vega shoots his glove across the outside corner just to stop that one. 1 ball, no strikes. Newton at 196. 7 homers, 41 driven in, 294 on base. Now, Mena not a base stealer. He leads off first by a stride and a half. 1-0. Way inside, and it got Newton's back foot on a breaking ball. So Newton hit by a pitch. Mena down to second. And Newton bends over to take off the shin guard on the front leg. Unfortunately, hit him in the back leg, but he's on for free. So Lee, 22 pitches, just 12 in the zone. Does have 2 strikeouts. 1 out for Jalen Palmer. Chance for the Cyclones to once again take the lead. Brooklyn has had 4 base runners. Jalen, a really good night last night, double and a triple. Lee kicks, lunges home. Man, missed down and in with 88 miles an hour. That's ball one. And now Onyx Vega takes the slow walk out to Evan Lee. Again, there's no pitch clock because Evan Lee is a big leaguer. And, Nick, you know, you get in the rhythm of doing pitch clock and getting in that pace. I'm sure the Cyclones hitters are in that pace, too. But you have to remember, oh, this is how the game used to be.
Yeah, it is certainly a reminder. And would imagine it changes things a little bit for the hitters. We've talked about this a couple of times. throughout the season. JT Schwartz mentioning that it was tough to identify exactly what he should be looking for early on in the season, thinking through scouting reports, what pitches he's looking to identify. So slowing the pace down, an opportunity to think a little bit more, but also changes the rhythm of the game.
Vega back behind the plate. Lee ready with the 1-0. Pitch to Palmer. Change up. Hits the outside corner to even the count. Palmer batting at 186. 9 home runs, 35 ribbies. On base percentage at 319. Mina at second. Newton at first. 1-1. That's low in the dirt with a change up. Ball 2. Now, Lee, a 2018 draft selection. Those guys, I guess, got there a lot quicker. That top 10 list, a lot of big leaguers and guys that are good. Casey Mize was that number one overall pick back in 18. Tigers, 2-1, way inside. Palmer just gets out of the way. Ball 3. Joey Bart, number 2 to the Giants. Alec Bohm, number 3 to the Phillies. Nick Madrigal with the White Sox. Jonathan India, rookie of the year with the Cincinnati Reds. He was the 5 pick that year. The new wave of baseball players. 3-1. Pop foul down the right field line. Strike 2. So lead that year, 15th rounder of Washington. That year, the Nationals in the first round took a kid out of Merritt Island High School in Florida, Mason Denneberg, who is recovering from Tommy John. Three, two. Breaking ball, got him looking, and Palmer takes old Uncle Charlie for strike 3. So Lee, who has struggled a little bit with his command, not struggling at all with that curveball. That's his second strikeout, and second one of the inning looking.
And a really tough pitch to identify out of the hand because of the tight spin. And the mix from Evan Lee. Cyclones have been really good hitting with runners on base. A little bit more difficult against a big leaguer.
No score. Bottom two. Here's Matt O'Neill. Pitch. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. O'Neill did not go around. That was the changeup. 1-0. O'Neill last night drove in 3 runs and scored 3 times. Part of Brooklyn's 9-1 victory to take the series lead last night. Bat bobs off the right shoulder. 1-0. Another changeup down. 2 balls, no strikes. O'Neill batting at 177. 2 homers, 25 ribbies. 331 on base. O'Neill, the last guy in the lineup before Rudick turns the card over. He's on deck. 2-0. That sizzles over the outside corner at 90. Fastball, strike 1. Two on, two out, bottom 2. Lee set in that navy blue jersey. 2-1. Drilled the other way on a line. It is caught. Justin Connell coming over, fielded it right off the left side. Reached down to his knee to take that away. Hung up. Good poke by O'Neill, but another out. Cyclones once again threatened, but do not score. Cyclones strand a pair, and they've stranded 3 of the first 2 innings. We go to the 3rd inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn and Wilmington scoreless. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Scoreless ball game to the third from Maimonides Park. Game four of this six-game set. Cyclones looking to make it three out of the first four against Wilmington. Nine games remain in the regular season. Brooklyn hanging on to first place by half a game over Hudson Valley. Dom Hamill has been really sharp to start the ball game. Six up and six down. Struck out the side in the first. Got a pair of ground outs and a fly out in the second. And will face the bottom third of the Wilmington order here in the top half of the third inning. Cody Wilson, Drew Mendoza, and the shortstop Cole Daly. Really nice crowd on hand. The lights shining on to the Maimonides Park turf. Here's Cody Wilson, righty hitter, first pitch, squares to bunt, pulls it back, a called strike, fastball outside corner, 0-1. Cody Wilson at 217, two homers and nine RBIs, was 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts yesterday, 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees, nothing at two. Wilson snapped his five-game hitting streak, as this Wilmington lineup was dominated by Luis Moreno. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. Wilson down on strikes, and Dom Hamill is rolling early. Four strikeout for the Cyclones right-hander. With one away, here's Drew Mendoza. Hamill operating from the first base side of the rubber. Twists the feet, first pitch. Fastball, called strike, inside corner, 0-1. Drew Mendoza hitting .216, six homers and 49 RBIs. 1-for-3 with a double in his first game of the series yesterday, 0-1. Breaking ball down and in, one ball and one strike. Mendoza spent some time in Double-A last year, a third-round pick by Washington in 2019, trying to cut down on the strikeouts. 1-1. Line drive down the left field line, but twisting foul off the netting. One ball and two strikes on Mendoza. The Wilmington designated hitter tonight had a rough day at third base yesterday. Hamill shakes off, nods yes to the sign. 1-2. Fastball high and away, two balls and two strikes. Nationals organization know that he can hit, have tried to rework some of his mechanics. Hamill gets the sign in the 2-2 home. Breaking ball just outside, apparently. Matt O'Neill jumped out of the crouch, was ready to throw it around to Jalen Palmer. But instead, he's going to have to find Dom Hamill as he shakes his head back into the crouch. 3-2 pitch. Line drive center field. Ramirez back. Floating in front of the warning trap. Stops and makes the catch off the shoulder in front of the 4-12 sign for the second out of the inning. O'Neill thought for sure that was strike three, but it takes just one extra pitch for Hamill to get Mendoza on the flyout. Eight up, eight down for Dom Hamill to start the night. Here's the Wilmington number nine batter, Cole Daly. First delivery. Slice back to the screen, 0-1. Wilmington shortstop, a left-handed hitter at .214, one homer and 19 RBIs. 25-year-old out of Notre Dame, 0-1. Line drive, base hit left center field over the leap of Newton. Rudick will relay in, and Cole Daly has the first base hit of the night for the Blue Rocks.
Yeah, going right at Hamill there with one strike. Everybody else who has either struck out or put the ball in play, guys that put the ball in play, it's come with two strikes. So Daly saying, I'm not sitting back here forever and waiting for Hamill to strike me out, being aggressive instead.
So there goes the no-hitter. Here's Viandel Pena. Even stance back at the lefty batter's box. Hamill's pitch. Wave and a miss. Pena out in front of a changeup, 0-1. Pena struck out his first time. Hamill pitching out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Runner off first with two down. Scoreless ball game, top of the third. Holds the set at the belt. Righty's 0-1. High fastball, check swing. Pena held off. One ball and one strike. So far tonight, Dom Hamill has been on the attack. 39 pitches, 29 strikes. His 40th to the plate. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner. 1-2. Cole Daly leading from first. Scoreless ball game, top three. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. O'Neill watches it bounce off of him to the right. And Cole Daly advances into scoring position at second on a wild pitch. Breaking ball that was in the dirt all the way. Matt O'Neill sliding over to the left-handed hitter's side of home plate, but could not square it up. Two balls and two strikes the count. Hamill looking to get out of the inning. 2-2, runner goes, breaking ball outside, and Daly swipes third.
Now Hamill not even paying attention at all, staying in his timing, and an easy read for Daly. You know, not supposed to try to go for it in a situation like that, but it was that wide open.
Full count on Pena. Hamill looking for the put-away pitch. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Pena out in front of a changeup. And the fifth strikeout for Dom Hamill ends the top of the third. Wilmington strands a base runner 90 feet away. Middle three from Maimonides Park. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Bottom of the third inning from Brooklyn. No score here on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Tom Hamill has been solid through the first three, allowed his first base runner in the top half of the inning, but able to strand him in third after getting the strikeout to end the inning. New pitcher for Wilmington, Miguel Gomez, takes over on in relief of Evan Lee. And Gomez will face the top of the Cyclones order in the third, Rudick Ramirez and JT Schwartz. First pitch, breaking ball strike inside corner, 0-1. Matt Rudick doubled on the first pitch that he saw, leading off the home half of the first tonight. 0-1, wave and a miss by Rudick, breaking ball down and away, nothing and two. So a solid night for Evan Lee in his rehab start. Went two innings and was able to escape danger. 0-2. Rudick fights it off. Back to the screen. Count remains. No balls and two strikes. Gave up the double to Rudick in the first inning. Base hit by Alex Ramirez. Put two on with nobody out to start the ball game. Getting Peroza to ground into the double play. 0-2. Rudick pops it foul left side. Now to play. Count remains. No balls, two strikes. In the second inning, Jose Mena, a base hit. Sherman Newton hit by the pitch, able to escape that jam as well. So a solid night for Evan Lee. 0-2. Rudick, hard liner, base hit right field in front of Connell. Got a breaking ball up, and Matt Rudick is 2-for-2 tonight.
And couldn't get through against Evan Lee, even though the Cyclones hit the ball really well. Had four base runners against Lee. Cyclones still staying hot, and maybe it's Gomez if they can get through.
Leadoff man aboard. And now the line moves for Alex Ramirez. Cyclones center fielder, a base hit his first time to the shortstop hole. First pitch, breaking ball down and away. 1-0. Miguel Gomez on in relief for Wilmington. 20-year-old from Panama City. Pitched 28 innings this year. Across rookie ball and low A. Pitch to Ramirez is grounded left side. Shortstop Daly to second. One throw by Pena to first. Double play. Six to four to three, and the leadoff single erased on the double play.
Now Ramirez running hard. He's got some great speed, but too hardly hit. Quick turf, too quick. 6-4-3.
Base is empty. Two down. Scoreless ball game. Bottom of the third. Here's JT Schwartz. First delivery. Breaking ball strike outside corner. 0-1. Miguel Gomez on the hill making his high A debut tonight for Wilmington. 0-1. Fastball in off the plate. One ball and one strike. Made seven appearances with low A. Went 16 and two-thirds to an ERA of 4.32. 0-1. Hard grounder just fouled down the first baseline. Schwartz narrowly missing extra bases. No balls and two strikes on the Cyclones' first baseman. Schwartz struck out in the first inning, riding a 10-game hitting streak into play tonight. That has seen him hit .435. 0-2. Schwartz, hard grounder, right side. Second baseman Pena on the glove hand. Flip to first, and the inning's over. Cyclones can't capitalize on the leadoff Rudick single. Through three from Coney Island, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Fourth inning from Maimonides Park. No score between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Cyclones on the hunt for a third win in the first four games of this series. And still awaiting the answer on this proposal that is happening off the third base line here. Holding up play a little bit, and my goodness. Well, that's something. They say when you go to a baseball game, you see something new every time, and that is certainly one of them. So the Cyclones looking for a little more luck than that gentleman had tonight as we get going in the top of the fourth inning. Wilmington has not had much luck against Dom Hamill, who has allowed just one hit through the first three. Ricardo Mendez leads it off. First pitch, fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Mendez struck out his first time against Hamill. 1-for-4 yesterday. 1-0. Fouled straight back. 1-1. Brooklyn has been playing really good baseball as of late. Had that one hiccup back on Wednesday. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. But a chance with a win tonight to make it 9 of their last 10. Hamill winds in the 2-1 pitch. Tip foul by Mendez. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Mendez leading off the fourth inning. No score. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and Hamill has another punch out. 6 on the night. Cyclones righty keeps on dealing. One away in the Wilmington fourth. Here's Justin Connell. Even stance right side. Hamill winds to the first pitch home. Line drive foul. Right side now to play. Nothing and one. Connell struck out his first time. Dom Hamill looking to make quick work of the top three in the Wilmington order. 5-for-5 in strikeouts thus far. 0-1. Bouncing ball in fair territory off third. Palmer charges backhand field across the diamond in time for the second out. Jalen Palmer, who has been in and out of playing infield spots this year. Majority of the season spent at center field, some left, some right. But made that play look smooth for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Hamill. Here's Onyx Vega. First pitch, change up, strike, outside corner, 0-1. Base is empty. With two outs, top of the fourth, no score. 0-1. Check swing. Vega went around on a fastball, 91 miles an hour. Nothing at 2. Vega, a ground out victim his first time. Hamill looking for another scoreless frame. 0-2 home. Fastball just upstairs. Skipped off the plate. Thought it was strike three. But Mickey Smith did not give him the call behind home plate. Infield straight up. The 1-2 to Vega. Fastball called strike three. Got the call that time. Seven strikeout for Hamill through four innings. Wilmington off the board again. We go to the bottom of the fourth. From Brooklyn, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Rodney Theofili takes over for Wilmington on in relief of Miguel Gomez, who went just one inning. Allowed the leadoff hit to Matt Rudick, but erased it on a double play. And we are scoreless on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Between Brooklyn and Wilmington, Cyclones looking to maintain first place in the North Division with nine games remaining in the regular season. And an offense that has been on fire recently, quiet through the first couple of innings tonight, though they have had their opportunities. Two on in the first, two on in the second, leadoff single in the third. Not quite able to break through, so trying to do that against Rodney Theofili, who is the third pitcher used in four innings for Mario Lison to start the evening. Brooklyn sends 4, 5, and 6 to the plate in the frame. Peroza, Consuegra, and Jose Mena. Theofili, 22-year-old from Nicaragua. Making his 14th appearance at High A, a 5.32 ERA. Peroza digs in, first pitch, fastball up and in. It's 1-0. Jose Peroza bounced into a double play his last time, 5-4-3 in the first. Theofili, the glove over the head, 1-0. Breaking ball stays upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Theofili, 45 2/3 innings on the season. 2-0. Fastball down and away, three balls and no strikes. Has struck out 40 in 45 innings. Has walked 28. So the control has been solid. 3-0. Fastball in off the plate. And a four-pitch walk to Peroza, who extends the on-base streak yet again tonight. 31 games in a row.
At the way, the regular, number 20, Stanley Consuegra.
Another leadoff base runner for Brooklyn. Three out of the first four innings trying to capitalize with Stanley Consuegra. Wide open stance right side. Theofili holds the set, first pitch. Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. Consuegra hasn't quite carried over that strong Jersey Shore series. A big bat in the middle of this Cyclones lineup they're trying to get going. 1-0. Change-up strike inside corner, and the count even. Peroza leading off first, nobody out. Scoreless ball game in the fourth. Pitch. Consuegra, broken bat looper to shortstop. Run down by Cole Daly. A step onto the outfield turf. Good reactions by Daly. Flipping the hips, immediate retreat. And ran it down for the first out of the inning. Peroza stays at first with one away. Here's Jose Mena. First pitch, breaking ball in off the plate, 1-0. Jose Mena base hit his last time to extend the hitting streak to 7 straight. He's 5 for his last 5 after that brilliant night at the plate yesterday. 1-0. Hard grounder foul wide to third. 1-1 on Jose Mena. Over this 7-game hitting streak, Mena now 12 for 23. 5 extra base hits, 4 doubles, and a home run. Has been good against Wilmington this year. Has elevated his play when the games have meant more down the stretch. 1-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. 1-2 on Mena. Still looking for our first run tonight. No score, Brooklyn and Wilmington in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2. High fastball, Mena laid off. 2-2. Theofili leans in, the glove over the knee, brings the hands together at the shoulders. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mena behind 92 outside corner. Theofili has his first punch out. 2 away in the fourth.
Number 8, Sherman Newton.
Cycles a good chunk of base runners early. Still nothing to show. Now, Wilmington, from what we saw the other night on Wednesday, they're a team that doesn't mind waking up late. So a lot of these missed opportunities. It's good to have these opportunities. Just got to drive in the runs.
Here's Sherman Newton, runner off first down, 2 away. First pitch, swing and a miss behind the fastball, 0-1. Jose Peroza led off this inning with a walk, pop out, and strikeout. Cyclones have had runners on base in each of the first 3 innings. But it's still scoreless in game 4. 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees, 0-2. Sherman Newton was hit by a pitch his first time. 2-for-11 in this series after tearing it up in Jersey Shore, winning South Atlantic League Player of the Week. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Wilmington infield pretty well straight up. And the 0-2, breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-2. Sanchez a touch off the line at third. Daly closer to the bag at shortstop near second. Theofili closes off the set at the shoulders. 1-2. Fastball down and in. 2-2.2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 93. Newton down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs end the Brooklyn fourth inning. Theofili, a scoreless first frame of the night. We're through 4 from Maimonides Park. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we get back.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.tv. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Top of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park under a night sky. A touch after 8 o'clock. No score between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Dom Hamill with 7 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed. Faces 5, 6, and 7 in the Washington Nationals high A order. First pitch to Luandrew Emiliani is fouled back towards the sweet level, third base side. Strike 1. 5, 6, and 7 in the order with Emiliani, Sanchez, and Wilson. Everybody basically 0 for tonight against Hamill. 0-1. Change up, drifts outside. 1-1. Only guy with any luck is Cole Daly, the 9-hitter of all things, with a line drive base hit over the shortstop. 1-1. Hamill just missed outside with 79. 2-0. Emiliani bounced out to Jose Peroza his first time. Hamill spins the 2-1. And that's down and away at 91 miles an hour. Tonight, Hudson Valley has jumped in front of Jersey Shore. Top of the fourth, 1-0. That is the game we are watching in the background. 3-1. High fly to right center field, soaring in the air. Consuegra walks over, now races forward, gets the spot and makes the catch. Emiliani just missed that one. He had a monster home run the other night. A grand slam into the backyard on Wednesday night. And now 0 for 2. So Hudson Valley sits behind Brooklyn by just a half game. So one mistake, a loss and a Hudson Valley win, moves Brooklyn out of first and Hudson Valley into first. Here's Jose Sanchez with one out. Righty to righty. First pitch. Tap foul outside of third over by the Wilmington dugout. Nothing and one. Anthony Sigler, sack fly, has the lead. The 0-1. That's fouled back. Strike 2. Aberdeen hosting Hickory, bottom 3. The Crawdads in Maryland up 3-0. Greensboro up on Winston-Salem 4-0, bottom of the 5th. The 0-2 in the dirt. O'Neill chests it forward right in front of him. 1-2. In the South Division, Rome, who's been kind of slipping, they've lost 7 of 10. They are still in first place, though, by 3 games. Braves have a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the 4th inning against Greenville down in Georgia. High kick, 1-2. Breaking ball tagged in the air, left center field, not deep. Rudick coming in and over from left field, makes the catch on the run. The Sanchez flies out. And now since that lone base hit by Cole Daly, Hamill has retired 6 in a row. Bottom 5 in Asheville. Bowling Green has a 7-5 lead on the road. And again, that Hudson Valley lead is just 1-0, bottom 4. First pitch to Cody Wilson. Popped up and back out of play towards the seats for strike 1. In and out of a fan's hand and down to 2 rows in front of him. So a good night for one and an assist for another. Not going to say a bad night. We are scoreless in the top of the fifth in Coney Island. Wilmington at the plate with two outs in the top of the fifth. 0-1. Ground ball, base hit right side between Schwartz and Peroza. Consuegra picks it up and wings it in. But Wilson on base with a backside single. He's now 1-for-2. This brings up Drew Mendoza, DH, batting in the eighth spot tonight. Flew out to deep center his first time. Lights on. Ring lights are a light blue. Hamill out of the stretch. First pitch. Mendoza cracks one in the air center field. Ramirez, though, trotting over, makes the grab. And Hamill retires the side. No runs, one hit. And one left. Five scoreless innings for Dom Hamill. He gets through five for the first time since August 10th. Been about three starts looking for the answer tonight. Wink, wink. He's starting to find it a little bit. Halfway through the game, Wilmington and Brooklyn scoreless. We go to the bottom of the fifth next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones grab the Twigs against right-hander Rodney Theofili, who continues on in relief. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. No score. Cyclones and Blue Rocks. Mets and Nationals. Minor league guys battling it out at high A tonight. Jalen Palmer leads off. It is 8-9-1 in the Brooklyn order, wrapping up the second time through the lineup. Over the head windup, first pitch. Palmer takes down and out for ball one. Mets taking on the Nationals at Citi Field tonight. So these two organizations getting together more than one spot tonight. The 1-0 hits Palmer on the shoulder. He spins out of the way, or so he thought, but that tailing changeup followed him. And so Palmer spins his way on base. Cyclones tonight, by the way, have had somebody on, at least one base runner on in every inning. But no runs. So here's Matty O. Matt O'Neill lined out to right his first time. Mets, by the way, have a 2-1 lead against Washington at Citi. David Peterson against Josiah Gray. Mets up by three games on Atlanta going into tonight. From the stretch, Theofili's pitch. Cracked foul, backing out of play towards the parking lot. Strike one. So while the Mets have the Nationals, the Braves have Miami. So both sides, maybe a gimme series, but again, nothing's a gimme. 0-1, slashed foul again to the parking lot. Strike two. Tonight, Eduardo Escobar hit his first home run since coming back from the injured list. Was with the Cyclones as a rehabber last week in Jersey Shore. Hit a two-run bomb tonight to give the Mets the early lead. 0-2 to O'Neill. That just missed outside. I'll tell you what, Vega was set up so far in that that pitch looked like it clipped the outside corner. But Vega had to shoot his glove across the edge. And the umpire was set up over Vega's shoulder in. I'll tell you what, that looked like strike three. 1-2. Breaking ball a little bit low. At the AAA level tonight, Syracuse taking on Scranton Wilkes-Barre. That is the Yankees AAA affiliate. Jose Buteau making the start tonight. 1-0 lead for Scranton in the sixth. Runner at first base, nobody out. No score, bottom five in Coney Island. Stepping a throw over, and Palmer slashes back in. So a little bit of just league news. Remember Anthony Volpe was here a ton last year with Hudson Valley. He's the Yankees' number one prospect. He was just called up to AAA Scranton. So he's a step from the major leagues after being here last year. 2-2. Rounded foul behind home plate. It's just, again, amazing to kind of wrap your head around the fact that with everybody being full season now, Cyclones no longer the short season little babies. You got guys that are right here and in the big leagues the following year. And we don't mind it. 2-2, runner goes. Pitch caught on and missed. Strike three. Throw down to second base. Palmer just gets in there. And now the home plate umpire, Mickey Smith, steps out from behind home plate and says that Matt O'Neill is out. And I think he called Jalen Palmer out as well for interfering with a throw down to second base. So it is a double play instead of a strikeout steal. It's a strikeout and an out on O'Neill's interference. And Rivera now having a conversation chest to chest with Mickey Smith down the third baseline. O'Neill pleading his case. As soon as the throw down came, the umpire said something because O'Neill, as the ball was being put down in the tag, you can tell he's already starting to explain to Mickey Smith what was what. But Smith would not have it. So the bases are wiped clean. And there's two down now for Matt Rudick. Rudy's hit the ball well twice and been rewarded. Double and a single. Pitch. Just outside. Ball one. Double A Bingo also taken on a Yankees affiliate. That's Somerset, who has a 3-1 lead against the Rumble Ponies, bottom five. 1-0. Theo Philly misses away with a fastball at 91 for ball two. And St. Lucie hooking up with Jupiter tonight, Miami affiliate. The Mets are down 9-5. 2-0. Strike floating over the outside corner at 85 miles an hour. That St. Lucie game, by the way, in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1, fouled back to the third base side screen behind the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Last Friday night, regular season home game of the year for the Cyclones. 2-2. Punch the other way, foul over the dugout. Stays 2-2. Mystery Mets bobblehead tonight for fans walking in. And then fireworks coming up post-game. Theo Feely working on Rudick, 2-2. That's down and out with 93. So Matt in a full count. Everything to right field tonight for the lefties. Pulled both. Trying to get on base again with two outs. 2-2. Wind-up, 3-2. Down and in, and Rudick having to wiggle his way on. He's been on all three times tonight.
Such a good eye, such a good control of the strike zone. Cyclones have been knocking on the door. So many base runners through the first four-plus innings tonight. Looking for that big hit to finally push something across.
Here's Alex Ramirez. No score, bottom of the fifth. Spin a throw over. Rudick dives back in. On first twitch from Theo Feely, Rudick took a step towards second. But as Theo Feely threw over, Rudick able to recover and get back in time. First one to Ramirez. Fastball strike at the top of the zone at 91. Ramirez a single. And then he was wiped out by a double play. And then he bounced into a double play in the third inning. Every time the Cyclones have had some base runners, hitting some tough luck. 0-1. Check swing and the slider away. Alex did not go all the way, so it's a ball and a strike. And they can even chalk that strike him out interference call at second base to a little tough luck tonight for the Clones. The righty's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ramirez trying to put that one on the Cyclone in left field. One ball, two strikes. Left side of the infield playing Ramirez to pull and back. Left fielder Mendez deep. 1-2, runner goes. Pitch taken outside. Vega throws down. Throw tag. Rudick out. Paniam with the catch. And put it right on Rudick's left shoulder, flying in. So Ramirez will lead off in the sixth inning. Rudick thrown out 2-4. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Trivia coming up as we go to the sixth inning. No score. Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Still scoreless as we go to the top of the sixth inning on a Friday night in Coney Island. Brooklyn and Wilmington, Mets and Nationals at high A. Dom Hamill has struck out 7/5. But the best news of the night as he goes into the sixth inning for the first time since July is that he has not walked a soul. And look at the effectiveness of Dom Hamill since he has not walked a soul. It is extended domination, pardon the pun. Cole Daly is the only guy who early in the game picked up a hit. There's now two of them, but Daly got him first back in the third, and he leads off in the sixth. First pitch, Hamill hits the inside edge at the knees at 91 miles an hour. Hamill full windup, 0-1. Tag foul down third. Over by the launch kitchen, no balls, two strikes. Daly slight open stance. Hamill's 0-2. Chop foul. Daly trying to reach and grab that slider on the outside corner and just get rid of it to stay alive. The 0-2. Got him swinging up and in. Changed levels that time. Everything low to Daly and then finished him off with a high fastball. And that is the eighth strikeout for Dom Hamill. Time for your Coney Combos trivia question. I'll ask you a question in the top of this inning, give you the answer at the bottom of the sixth, and try to get your response with the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. Here's Viandel Pena, switch hitter batting left. First one. Bunch shown, push in front of the plate. O'Neill picks it up in fair territory, throws down to first in time to get Pena. So we talked about Evan Lee, who is the MLB rehabber starting tonight for Wilmington. He was drafted in 2018. I mentioned a bunch of draft picks in 18. I never mentioned that Mets first round pick in 2018, but he was that centerpiece big prospect when the Mets and the Mariners did a deal that brought Edwin Diaz to the New York Mets. And by the way, a whole lot more in that package. First one to Ricardo Mendez. He cuts and misses for strike one. Hamill strike one pitch. Breaking ball just outside. One ball, one strike. So the Mets sent this player along with Anthony Swarzak, Gerson Bautista, Justin Dunn, and Jay Bruce to the Mariners for Edwin Diaz and Robbie Cano. 1-1. That's cut on a miss for strike two. And this former Mets prospect now out west is was for a little while kind of a four-letter word because of the early days of Edwin. Obviously, Edwin is now Edwin again. But who was that player? 1-2. Fouled back towards us and just clanks a little bit left. But, Nick, we were ready.
Yeah, absolutely. You had the left arm out. All set. One day. Got a few more days to go here. Got to get one.
With two outs and two strikes, Hamill rocks and fires. Got him swinging. Dom Hamill, domination tonight. 9 strikeouts, 6 scoreless innings. He struts off the field. In a scoreless game against Wilmington. Brooklyn coming to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. That's where we'll give you the answer to the trivia question next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We head into the bottom of the sixth inning from Maimonides Park. A night sky in New York. No score. Cyclones come to the plate against Rodney Theofili. And Alex Ramirez, he leads it off. He was at the plate in that fifth inning when Matt Rudick was caught stealing on a one ball and one strike pitch. So Ramirez gets another fresh chance as he tries to set the table. Cyclones have had a base runner on in every inning tonight. 4 hits. 2 walks, they've been hit twice. So a good number of base runners, but scoreless. And Hudson Valley still leads Jersey Shore, by the way, 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Theofili sets his first one. Alex takes a bender in. 1 ball, no strikes. So our trivia question one more time. A little Harry there in that 1-2-3. Dom Hamill, sixth inning. 1-0. Bounce foul down third. 2018, Mets drafted this guy with their first pick. He was later traded to Seattle as part of the deal to get Edwin Diaz and Robinson Cano. There are a lot of other pieces in it. But who was that Mets prospect? Big high school hitting prospect. Give me the answer just a moment. One. Theofili misses up and away with the fastball at 92. 2 balls in a strike now on Ramirez. Alex 1-for-2 tonight. Pitch. Pop foul, first base side, and headed to the seats. Clanks off the overhang and bounds into the lot. Theofili bends at the waist. Big kid at 6'3", looking in for the sign. Now he straightens. Red glove off his chest. 2-2. Tapper towards short. Daly ranges left. Fields from shallow center. Throws off balance. Not in time. Ball bounces away. But the catcher Vega picks it up off the dugout. It's just a straight infield single for Alex Ramirez. And once again, the Cyclones are on base. So, Nick, I know this was before your time. Probably thinking about Mets prospects. But do you have a guess?
Jared Kelnick.
Jared Kelnick. Yes. I think we got everybody else, though, fooled on Twitter. It's Friday. You know, that Wordle was tough this morning. You know, the crossword is tough. When you get to the end of the week, you got to make it tricky. Here's JT. First pitch. Theo Philly misses outside with a changeup. One ball, no strikes. Jared Kelnick, which for a little while was a bit of a hush-hush word around Mets parts. Spinner to throw over, and Ramirez back in. So Brody Van Wagenen was the general manager. That was kind of his first big splash to bring in. You know, everybody saw, hey, Robinson Cano is coming back, and Edwin Diaz. But really, Diaz was always the main value piece of that trade for the Mets. 1-0. Ground ball to second base. Could be two again. Pena flips to second. Daly to first base. They got another one. Boy, how many double plays do the Cyclones find themselves in tonight? That one goes 4-6-3. So we've had 4-6-3, 5-4-3, 6-4-3. And the base is clear now for Peroza.
And strikeout interference.
That one didn't quite roll off the tongue as much, but you're absolutely right. So Peroza batting. He walked to extend the on-base streak. Now at 31 games. Pitch. Breaking ball, strike. And now the reason why Mets fans are so upset about that trade is because when Diaz came over, that first year, it was not good. 0-1. Fly ball center field. Wilson back on it. He's got a beat. Looks up to the sky and makes the catch. Inning over. I'll just wrap it up. 15 home runs for Edwin Diaz in that first year in 2019. It's just 58 innings. He hasn't given up 10 since then. And his strikeout rate is better than 50%. So I look like the Mets had the last laugh. We go to the seventh inning. No score. Brooklyn and Wilmington. Tom Hamill going out for the seventh. We'll send Nick DeLuca as well. He's got the play-by-play when we get back on MILB.TV.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Back third of the ball game in Brooklyn. Still scoreless. Game 4 of 6 between Brooklyn and Wilmington. And two really strong pitching performances tonight by committee for Wilmington. But it's been Dom Hamill with 6 shutout for Brooklyn following an outstanding start from Luis Moreno yesterday, who went 7 shutout. And Hamill back to work trying to achieve that tonight. Jacob Connell leads it off. First pitch fastball. This is down and away. It's 1-0. Connell 0-2. A strikeout and a ground out tonight. Hamill, through the first 6, has allowed just 2 hits. 1-0. Wave and a miss by Connell. Breaking ball tailing down and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamill, first base side of the rubber. Staggered wide, 1-1. Fouled straight back, 1-2. Talked about the trivia question and Jared Kelnick, so I'll pick up a little bit where Keith left off. There was so much, maybe panic is the right word, uncertainty about the return for that deal because of the commitment that the Mets were making to that Robinson Cano contract. 1-2. Fastball high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then on top of it, you're eating that money, in essence, to get Edwin Diaz for less of a prospect haul. And early returns were not great. 2-2. High drive left field. Rudick back. Warning track to the wall. Makes the catch. Just to the right of the Nathan's Famous sign, Matt Rudick didn't have much room out there. Justin Connell testing the limits of Maimonides Park, but it's a loud out number one.
Can of corn.
Here's Onyx Vega. First pitch. Fly ball, shallow center field, coming on Ramirez, out Peroza. It's Ramirez with the hat off the head to make the catch for the second out. Someone's going to have to check on Luis Rivera in the Brooklyn dugout. Imagine the heart rate jump just a little bit seeing that fly ball out to left. Two up, two down for Hamill in the seventh. There's Leandro Emiliani, first pitch. He swings and misses. Changeup at the knees, nothing and one. Still no score in the top of the seventh. Hamill winds in the 0-1 pitch. Tip foul at home plate, nothing and two.
And part of that story, too, is that Cano, like you said, we love Robbie. Robbie was here, but at 35 years old, just felt like that might not have been the best value add.
0-2. Tap weakly up the third baseline. Racing over Palmer. He's going to let it go. It stays fair. Infield single. Emiliani on base with two down. But Cano at 35. Dealing with the PED suspension as well toward the tail end of his time with the Mets. So at that advanced age, also losing pretty well a year, also got injured. Not a great recipe. But the flip side for the Mets, Kelnick hasn't produced all that much in Seattle either. First pitch to Jose Sanchez is fouled straight back, 0-1. Kelnick was brought up last year, batted 181, was up and down this year, has played 40 games and has hit below 130. So has risen through the minors, just not quite ready for consistent major league at-bats yet. 0-1, breaking ball down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike.
Yeah, but that trade was on one side of the spectrum in this town and now is on the other side.
Yeah.
As Edwin Diaz is leading the charge for a potential pennant for the Mets.
And Seattle saying, why didn't we get more? 1-1. Line drive, right center field. Ramirez on the run. Pulls up, makes the catch. Inning over. 7 shutout innings on back-to-back nights for Brooklyn starters. Tonight it's Dom Hamill. 7th inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. Still scoreless on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Yeah.
Bottom of the seventh inning in a scoreless ball game between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Cyclones looking to take three out of the first four to start their final homestand of the year against Wilmington and maintain their grip on first place in the North Division. However, at the moment, with our eyes on the happenings at Dutchess Stadium, getting some help in the sixth inning. 2-1 Jersey Shore. Pretty incredible how tightly they have played the Renegades after getting swept by the Cyclones. Played them tough all year, one of those matchup things. So credit to Keith Werman and the Blue Claws. Here's Stanley Consuegra to lead it off, breaking ball in off the plate. It's 1-0.
There's only about eight of us, so at the Keith Conference this winter, I will say thank you very much, Keith Werman.
1-0. Consuegra lifts a high pop. Foul territory off third now to play. Where's that held this year?
Ah, you got me on that one. Well, there's so few of us, so wherever Keith wants to go, we end up going. We call ourselves Keith as a collective group.
Yeah. Whichever one is the open house. 1-1, ripped foul down the left field line off the netting. One ball and two strikes. Just got to check with the parents to make sure the rest of the Keiths are good to go to come over.
Trying to find a... I think I've got something here. There's a town called Keith in Scotland.
Oh.
Should have had that one in my pocket.
That's
ready
it.
For you. I guess I'm Scottish.
So if your name's Keith, in the offseason, 1-2, fastball off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes.
According to Wikipedia, Keith, Scotland has a town with three schools, Keith Grammar School, Keith Primary School, and St. Thomas.
Of course, 2-2, breaking ball in the dirt, and the count full on Consuegra. Feels like a natural progression, right?
Something like that.
Full count on Consuegra, leading off the bottom of the seventh, scoreless game, 3-2. Tap foul at home plate, do it again. Not too many keys in the world. The Cyclones have had a lot of base runners tonight. Not quite able to take advantage. Trying to start it in the seventh. Payoff. Fastball down and away, and Consuegra works the leadoff walk.
And that's nice to see from Consuegra, because you just look at his batting average and his on base. He's not a guy that really takes a lot of walks, very aggressive hitter. But part of his transformation at high A, identifying those sliders, making sure he's not chasing. And when you're not chasing and you start getting comfortable, you can start taking your walks.
Controlling the strike zone. Consuegra did it well that time. Aboard at first, nobody out. Here's Jose Mena. First pitch, Mena rolls over left side, backhand field, Sanchez to second, one, throw to first, not in time. Pena's throw just a touch late. Mena legs out the fielder's choice, and the Cyclones narrowly avoid yet another double play.
That was actually the perfect storm because of the way Mena runs. And Sanchez, I think he thought to himself, I'm going to go to first here, and then said, wait a minute, I know this runner. So he went to second for the out, and Pena almost got him at first. It really was a bang-bang play over at first.
One away for Shervin Newton. First pitch. Change-up strike outside corner, 0-1. Shervin 0 for 1, struck out his last time, was hit by a pitch. That back in the second. 0-1, wave and a miss behind the fastball. No balls and two strikes. Rodney Theofili has continued to chug out of the bullpen for Wilmington, giving the Blue Rocks 3 1/3 really good innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Newton behind the fastball at 94. Theofili has his fourth strikeout
two away in the Cyclone 7.
I mean, you said it earlier. Credit these guys on the Wilmington side that have combined to shut out Brooklyn. Base runners, like we've said, in every inning, but they've gotten out of it every single time. And Theofili now an out away.
Evan Lee for two, Gomez for one, Theofili three and two thirds. First pitch to Jalen Palmer, cut on and missed. Breaking ball down and away, 0-1. Wilmington pitching staff that was good on Tuesday and good again tonight. 0-1. Check swing roller up the first baseline. Vega barehand flipped to first. Inning over. Good reactions by Onyx Vega out in front of the plate. And the Cyclones once again can't capitalize on a leadoff base runner in the seventh. On to the eighth inning we go from Maimonides Park. Still no score. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
I'm back. Back in the New York groove. I'm back. Back in the New York groove. I'm back. Back in the New York groove.
Top of the eighth inning from Maimonides Park. And the Cyclones turn to the bullpen. For the first time tonight, Mikel Audemars called to the pen for right-hander Nolan Klenny, who comes in behind Dominic Hamill, who was chef's kiss tonight. Went seven for the first time in his very young career. Struck out nine. Three hits, and the best news of the night, no walks. First pitch to Cody Wilson. Klenny misses a little bit low at that cutter. One ball, no strikes. And Hamill did it with efficiency as well as those strikeouts. Through 89 pitches over seven. The righty against righty, the 1-0. Wilson takes up and away at 87. Two balls, no strikes. Hamill never came close to seven with the Cyclones. He did it 6 2/3 twice with St. Lucie. 2-0. Step a swing and a foul at home plate. Got a piece of O'Neill. 2-1. At back-to-back outings against Tampa and Palm Beach, where he was into the seventh inning but couldn't get all the way through. Tonight he did it with ease. One of the best pitching performances the Cyclones have seen in, let's say, about 24 hours, Nick, would you say? Back-to-back sevens. Luis Moreno last night, Dom Hamill tonight. 2-1. Missed inside. Wilson spun out of the way. Three balls and a strike.
I will say it is pretty cool the way that these starters push each other. Seven innings from Moreno. Hamill says, yeah, I want to follow that with seven.
3-1. That dots the outside edge. So Klenny back into it. Three balls, two strikes. And Hamill challenged, you know, by himself as well those last three starts. Strikeout rate 21%. Tonight, 0%. 3-2. Little flare towards short. Newton comes in and makes the catch. Picks it out of the air. Lenny fights back from 3-1 and retires Wilson. One down in the eighth. Glennie has turned into Mr. Reliable. Now that Justin Courtney has ascended up to double A, Glennie has been the go-to guy. 32 appearances now with this one tonight. Second year in the Mets organization, and this one by far is best. Here's Mendoza. Pitch. Lefty takes the cutter over the back door. Strike one. We are scoreless. Top of the eighth inning. Cyclones trying to stay in first place. Have a half game lead over Hudson Valley. 0-1. That's at the knees on the tall lefty. Mendoza takes 94 for strike two. Drew calls for time. Steps out. Tonight has struck the ball well twice to center field. Usually an indication that a guy is feeling good at the plate. The 0-2. Caught on and missed. Got him at 94 up. And Clenny with his second consecutive out to start the eighth.
And Nolan Clenny, a guy who we know can rack up the strikeouts. Fastball to off speed and really good control. Cutter mixed in as well. Gets Mendoza, who had been swinging it well, like you mentioned.
Two up and two down. Here's Cole Daly, lefty batter in the nine spot. Pitch. Foul back at 94. Nothing and one. Glennie from Northville, Michigan. Went to NC State. Said he's getting ready for a couple Wolfpack games. Trying to make the trip down to North Carolina this year. Obviously, unfinished business for the Cyclones. Want to bring a title back to Brooklyn. 0-1. Caught on and missed. Zach Cutter on the outside corner. Just enough movement. With a 6 to 7 mile an hour difference in the fastball. It's not totally a slider. It is lethal. 0-2. Got him swinging. Another cutter down. A scoreless inning for Nolan Clenny, who is having a terrific year. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones looking to break the scoreless tie. Nothing against Wilmington and Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Now pitching for Wilmington, number 24, Amos Willingham. And leading off.
We're still scoreless. Nail biting time. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones trying to break it against the new arm. Right-hander Amos Willingham. Hard-throwing right-hander from Rome, Georgia. Willingham having another good year. He's a good arm in the national system. O'Neill and then the top. Rudick and Ramirez in the bottom of the eighth. First one to O'Neill. Caught on and missed. 95 on the inside corner. Wilmington by committee tonight. We just saw Theofili for a bunch. 0-1. A little bit up at 95. One ball, one strike. Four scoreless, four strikeouts. Did allow three walks and one hit. The 0-1. At Nabsonese on the outside corner. Checked out the count 1-2 on Matt O'Neill. Full wind up for Willingham. Tall righties pitch. High fly center field. Wilson back on it. Ton of room in Brooklyn. So he's got room and he makes the catch. Fans oohing and aahing. Wanted that one to leave the yard. And remember, O'Neill did that in Wilmington. Straightaway center field. 425 feet. Go-ahead home run at the top of the ninth inning to eventually win the game for the Cyclones. Certainly O'Neill's moment of his career. But not tonight. 4-12 to straightaway center and the wind blowing in. Good luck. Here's Matt Rudick, first one. Lefty takes on the inside corner for a strike. Rudick up three times, on three times. 0-1. Fouled off Vega, the catcher's mask. Strike two. Willingham was with this club last year. And now that he's back this year, full slate, strikeout rate higher and the walk rate lower. So he has improved as he's moved into his first full year at this level. He's been in the org since 2019. 0-2. Rudick bounds it to the right side. Second baseman Pena to his left. Flips to Emiliani. By the time Pena released the ball to Emiliani, his momentum took him about 10 feet from his first baseman. Alex Ramirez's turn in this scoreless game, bottom of the eighth inning with two outs.
Pretty easy flip for Pena. Cyclones have been getting guys on early. Haven't been able to push anything across. Maybe some two-out magic get them going.
First one to Alex. That's high. 96 miles an hour from Willingham. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. Foul back. Now Ramirez, number four prospect in the system. Guy who's not really fazed by much. I'm sure just loving waiting for one in his wheelhouse at 96. 1-1. That's on the outside corner. Strike two. And he kind of bends over and a little bit of wincing mental pain. Maybe wanted that one. Willingham put it on a platter. Herky jerky, 1-2. Got him swinging 97 miles an hour. And Willingham said, here you go. And the Cyclones go down 1-2-3 against him in the eighth. That's good stuff from Willingham. We stay scoreless into the ninth inning. Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Ninth inning, we are scoreless. The Mets and the Nationals affiliates at high A. Had a combined eight hits and a ton of other base runners. Cyclones have walked a few times. They've been hit by a pitch a few times. But a lot of tough luck hit into by Brooklyn. To be honest with you, this is a game that on paper and just watching, Cyclones should have a lead. Wilmington's been uber quiet. But to credit their pitching staff, Wilmington second baseman Viondel Pena leads off in the ninth. First pitch from Clenny. wave and a miss set the cutter for strike one. Three hits for the Rocks, five hits for the Clones. Pena tonight 0 for 3. 0-1. Cutter a little bit low. Ball and a strike. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Clenny. Came on after seven shutty from Hamill. Kick in the 1-1. Tap foul behind home plate. Strike two. Jersey Shore, bottom seven, leads Hudson Valley 2-1. So Cyclones have potential help. Still a ways to go. Only a one-run game. But potential help nonetheless. 1-2. Missed outside. Turn it up to 94. Two balls, two strikes. Peña, Mendez, Connell, top three guys in the order in the ninth. 2-2. Twists out of the way. Three balls and two strikes. O'Neill flashes the sign. Sets up in 3-2. Broken bat, shallow center, pop up, long run in for Ramirez, and he can't get there. Base hit into center field. Now Newton went racing out for it. Shervin had the best chance at that. Man, Ramirez, who was pretty deep in center, couldn't get to it. So Pena's on base to go ahead run.
Really tough luck for Nolan Clenny. And in that situation, 3-2. 0-0 ball game in the ninth inning. Want to make sure you're in the strike zone. Was on the attack. Did everything right. Executed the pitch. Unfortunately, doesn't get a good result.
So now Mendez. Throw over to first base. And Pena back in. Cyclones bring Palmer in at third, expecting the bunt. Wilmington, we've seen, has laid down a bunt or two this week. They are not shy about a little small ball. Palmer creeping and creeping. Pitch. Mendez takes inside, not showing bunt at all. 1-0. So Palmer in. Newton, the shortstop, up the middle towards second base. So big hole on the left side. Schwartz holding the runner on. Perosa at straightaway second base. 1-0. Backdoor cutter in there for a strike. Doing exactly what it is supposed to do. So now Palmer in line with the bag, and looks like the dugout's telling him to maybe keep Mendez honest just in case. 1-1. Fouled back towards the fourth floor. Strike two. Tonight on the rooftop, the Friday night wind down. First one of the year. And last one of the year, unfortunately. Lenny sets with his back to the runner at first. Pushes off 1-2. Got him swinging. Fastball outside corner. And Mendez with the golden sombrero tonight. He has struck out four times.
And a tough decision in that at bat for Mario Lison about whether to bunt or not. Don't want to give away the out. No, Mendez has been struggling at the plate. Strikeout doesn't help you either. But definitely want the bat in Justin Connell's hands.
Just missed a home run his last time. First pitch. Righty pops it up. Foul territory. First base side. Schwartz over to the railing. Runs out of room. Clanks in the second row behind the dugout. We are in the top of the ninth inning, game four. Cyclones won last night and have won two of the first three. But you almost have to forget those numbers. Not really trying to win the series as your number one priority. Just trying to win every single night with this half-game lead over Hudson Valley for first place. Quick throw to first base and Pena back in. Pena, little guy, only been there for a couple weeks with Wilmington. He's tried to run four times. He has been unsuccessful three out of four times. Nothing in one on Connell with one out. Clenny delivers. Strike two, outside corner, 93 miles an hour. Justin with a strikeout, ground out, and again that long fly out to left. Matt Rudick made the catch with his back resting against the padding underneath the video board. There comes the 0-2. Tipped at home plate. O'Neill couldn't squeeze it. So Connell, like a cat, gets another life. Takes the helmet off. Uses the offhand and wipes the forehead. These are tense times in the ninth inning. Wilmington basically out of playoff contention. But they have been a very tough out this year for the Cyclones. 0-2, runner breaks, pitches lined up the middle, base hit center field. Pena hits second, heads for third. Ramirez throw goes into third. Pena slides in safely. Connell waited to the ninth inning for his first hit, and he sets up first and third with one out. It is the second time tonight, though, that Wilmington has had a runner at third, but this time is they mean business in the ninth.
And despite the strikeout by Mendez, that's why you elect not to bunt. Make sure that Justin Connell has the ability to swing the bat. Down from double A has been so hot since coming down. And a really good swing. Line drive left center field. And Wilmington with an opportunity. Their best of the night.
Here is Vega. Pitch. Cutter strike on the inner half. Hudson Valley has tied the game in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 going into the eighth. Pressure all over the place. The 0-1. Foul back. Cutter on the outside corner. Vega just flicking it back to the front row. Top of the ninth. Runners at first and third. Middle infield ready for two. The 0-2. Up and away. Glennie up to 94 with a fastball. Vega 0 for 3 night. Just 3 hits the entire game before this inning for Wilmington. Clenny's pitch. Fouled back. Another cutter in on his hands. Righty to righty. Leandro Emiliani, a lefty batter on deck. From the chest. The 1-2 again. Missed up high with 94.
Close pitch.
Glennie quiets the feet. Ready to go 2-2. Here comes. Got him swinging. O'Neill holds on. And Vega strikes out. Two down in the top of the ninth.
And when you need a strikeout, Nolan Clenny delivers. Brooklyn on the brink, runners at the corners. And Nolan Clenny with an excellent pitch inside half to get Vega.
So now Emiliani, Brooklyn one out away from preserving this scoreless game in the ninth. Pitch. Caught on and miss. Cutter down and in. Emiliani the other night against Dylan Hall. Hit a grand slam on the first pitch that he saw in the eighth inning. And so that time, Clenny maybe reminded of that, threw a breaker on the first pitch. 0-1. Runner breaks, heads to second base. No throw down on the inside pitch. Connell safe at second. So a ball and a strike on Emiliani. Connell with a sneak steal, just trying to draw some kind of problem. It's now second and third with two outs. The 1-1. Up and in. Emiliani leans out of the way. Right side of the infield playing Emiliani to pull. They are deep on the turf. The 2-1. Strike at the letters. Cutter at the top of the zone at 88 and now Nolan Clenny is one strike away from getting out of the toughest situation for Brooklyn pitching tonight in the ninth inning. Runners at second and third. 2-2. Popped up, shallow left. Here comes Rudick, but Newton, the shortstop, goes out to make the catch. Nolan Clenny, cool as a cucumber. He strands runners at second and third, and we stay scoreless into the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cyclones look for the walk-off win when we get back against Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
With first place potentially on the line tonight, the Cyclones come to the plate at the bottom of the ninth inning in a scoreless game against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Nolan Clenny just got out of second and third. Able to strand the runners on, and now Brooklyn in the second inning that Amos Willingham goes out. It's Schwartz, Perosa, and Consuegra. Lefty, righty, righty. Top of the eighth inning at the Dutch. Hudson Valley, who is behind Brooklyn by a half game, has just tied it. It is 2-2 against Jersey Shore. So Brooklyn guaranteed to stay in first place. They just got to keep on winning. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. This is MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. So 3-4-5. Schwartz has bounced out twice and struck out. 0 for 3. Willingham on corks. Changeup missed outside for ball one. Willingham had a 1-2-3 eighth. Struck out Alex Ramirez and turned up the dial to 97 for his final pitch of the inning. 1-0. That's on the inside corner. Strike at 95. 1-1 on JT. Full wind up for Willingham. The 1-1. Foul back. 96 up and in. Schwartz right on it. JT calls for time from home plate umpire Mickey Smith. Schwartz climbs back in. The 1-2. Foul back. 96 out over the plate. And back to the screen. One, two. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Willingham using 97 miles an hour as his put away pitch. Just missed low. No score. Bottom of the ninth. The 2-2. Hop foul back and out of play over towards rooftop. Head moved, spinning and turning, watching that ball sail over to Surf Avenue. Willingham, 6'4", leans in for the sign. The 2-2. Got him swinging. Upstairs heat, 96. One away.
That's so tough for a hitter, knowing in the back of your mind that Willingham can come at you with 96, 97 miles an hour. Has the breaking ball to work off of it. But at the end of the day, know that you can get beat with that pitch. And JT Schwartz, not sure which way he's going to go. Not on time for the fastball.
Here's Perosa, first pitch. Just missed outside. 1-0. That was also 97. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Base is clear. Here's a 1-0. Fly foul off the parachute jump. ball, one strike. Ground out, fly out, and a walk tonight for Peroza. Batting in the cleanup spot. 1-1. A little bit low with the breaker. And Peroza hopping back in. Double taps to plate. Rosa bat around. Big open stance. 2-1. Fouled back towards us and over our heads in the booth. And again, we get closer and closer. Peroza trying to straighten it out. Two balls, two strikes. Willingham dances the feet. The 2-2. Got him swinging. More high heat. Back-to-back strikeouts on high fastballs. And this brings up Stanley Consuegra.
97, well located, top of the zone. Really difficult to catch up to. And Peroza, who has been as hot as anyone in high A recently, down on the strikeout.
Consuegra 0 for 2 with a walk himself. Pitch. Missed off the plate with 97. So there's no score. Cyclones do not score. Of course, we go to extras. 1-0. Breaking ball inside, and Consuegra spins toward the umpire out of the way. 2-0. Wind up, 2-0. Chopper foul off Consuegra's foot. It goes bounding out to third. And Sanchez just picks it up. Flips it back into the third base dugout. Consuegra with 5 homers with Brooklyn. 13 overall between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. 2-1. High drive, center field. Wilson back, curls around. He has room, and Wilson makes the catch. The deepest center field in New York City, 412 feet. And Wilson right there with plenty. We go to the 10th inning. No score, Brooklyn and Wilmington. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
I'm back. Back in New York. I'm back.
Extra innings in game 4 on a beautiful Friday night on Coney Island. A scoreless ball game between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Cyclones have had their opportunities. Blue Rocks had a chance in the 9th inning, but the pitching staffs have continued to put up zeros on the board. So extra inning rules. X runner starting at second base with nobody out. Jose Sanchez, the first batter in the first pitch. A fastball up and away from Nathan Lavender into the ballgame. 1-0. Paul Witt has come on to pinch run for Leandro Emiliani. Popped out to close out the ninth, so he is the X runner. And Nathan Lavender getting the 10th inning, trying to keep it tied. 1-0. Squared a bunt, breaking ball in off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Lavender, 2.67 ERA in 14 games, coming off his best appearance of the season. That was Wednesday against Jersey Shore. 3 1/3 scoreless, 7 strikeouts. 2-0. Pop foul right side now to play by Sanchez. Two balls and a strike. All zeros on the scoreboard. Five hits apiece. See if Sanchez is bunting with the corners drawn in for Brooklyn. Sanchez squares 2-1. Bunted out in front of the mound. Fielded by Schwartz. One play to first. One away. Sacrifice works as designed as Paul Witt advances to third with one out.
Good execution. Good patience there from JT as he fielded. Jose Peraza wasn't quite at the bag yet. But JT had enough time because Sanchez was not all the way down there yet. Didn't rush the throw. Got the out.
Hooper aggressive fielding that touch to the third base side in front of home plate. But Schwartz an accurate throw. Here's Cody Wilson. First pitch swinging. Threw a changeup. Nothing and one. Wilson 1-for-3 tonight. Base hit in the fifth. Scoreless ball game. Top of the 10th. Go-ahead run for Wilmington. 90 feet away with one out. 0-1. Fastball below the knees. One ball and one strike. Cyclones play the infield in. Have to in this spot. Looking to keep this a scoreless ball game. Lavender out of the stretch, holds the set at the belt. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Wilson behind the fastball upstairs, 91. One ball and two strikes. Cyclones turning to their bullpen again in a big spot. Luis Rivera looking for Lavender. 1-2. Hard grounder, base hit, right field. Paul Witt scores. And Cody Wilson comes through. 1-0 Wilmington, top 10.
Easy swing for Wilson. I mean, that's extras. You got that guy on base in scoring position already. Even closer now down to third. And so Wilson able to shorten up. Where Cyclones will have that opportunity. But the visiting team always hit you in the mouth first with this extra innings rule.
Took 9.5 innings, but finally something on the scoreboard. There's Drew Mendoza. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Changeup strike outside corner, 0-1. Cody Wilson knocking in the game's first run. RBI number 10 on the year, and Wilmington with the lead in extra innings. 0-1. Mendoza lifts a high pop on the infield. Lavender points to the sky. It's Peraza in from second base to make the catch. A step onto the green turf on the infield for the second out. Two down in the top of the 10th. Here's Cole Daly. Wilmington shortstop, lefty on lefty. Lavender comes home. Daly squares to bunt, pulls it back. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Wilmington has taken the lead in the 10th inning. Cyclones will have Mena, Newton, and Palmer two up in the bottom half. Lavender throws over. Wilson back safely. But Nathan Lavender trying to get the Cyclones to the bottom half of the inning, down by just one. 1-0 pitch. Pop foul, left side and out of play. out of the concourse. One ball and one strike on Cole Daly. Brooklyn has had their opportunities throughout the night. Stranding runners on base. Now, trying to keep it a 1-0 deficit. 1-1. Fastball high and tight. Two balls and a strike. Cyclones have hit into three double plays tonight. Also a strikeout and catcher's interference double play. They shot themselves in the foot at times. 2-1. Daly squares, lays down the bunt. Left of the mound, fielded by O'Neill. The spin, the throw, not in time. Bang, bang play at the bag. JT Schwartz walking in from first to tell Chandler Durham that he missed the call. Spectacular effort by Matt O'Neill to bare hand, spin around, and make an accurate throw on a line to first. Unfortunately, doesn't get the credit for the play as Daly legs out the bunt single.
And Daly just showing you a really beautiful baseball play. Puts you to sleep a little bit, and you have Lavender, the lefty, falling off to the third base side. And so Daly just bunting it away from him. Just gorgeous, because eventually when you have Lavender recover from falling off, he and O'Neill get together, and Matt took charge, but there was a little bit of a bump in there. But it looked like O'Neill might have got it down, and first base umpires usually go by a little bit of sound, too. Glove pop with the ball hitting the glove and the foot hitting the bag. It was a clean look there from Chandler Durham right behind second base. The Cyclones feel like he missed the call.
To my eye up here, maybe through Cyclone colored glasses, thought he had them.
They're always Cyclone colored glasses.
That's true. Anyway, doesn't really matter what I think. Two on, two out, 1-0. Wilmington top 10. And Del Pena, the hitter, first pitch. Change up, strike outside corner, 0-1. Pena, a base hit his last time in the ninth. Wilmington has broken the scoreless tie. RBI single by Cody Wilson. Blue Rocks looking for more. 0-1. Breaking ball below the knees, one ball and one strike. Feel like the deficit is so much more manageable for Brooklyn. They can get out of this inning down by one. 1-1. Pena cuts and misses behind the fastball, 1-2. Feels like such a steeper hill to climb. And the Cyclones go into the bottom half of the 10th inning down by two or three runs. Lavender a strike away from keeping it a one-run deficit. First and second, two out. 1-2. High pop into foul territory behind the plate. O'Neill, the mask off, has room, makes the catch, inning over. Lavender limits the damage, but Wilmington gets on the board first tonight. Took 9.5. RBI single by Wilson. Cyclones a chance to tie it up in the bottom half of the 10th when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLYN for more information.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Brewlocks break the seal in the 10th. RBI single for Cody Wilson to put Wilmington out in front 1-0. Cyclones with a chance to respond. Stanley Consuegra made the final out in the 9th inning, so he will be the runner at second to open the frame against a new pitcher, Orlando Ribalta, on for Mario Lison to try and close it out for Wilmington. Cyclones will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate in the inning. Mayna Newton and Jalen Palmer. Brooklyn has had their chances, but not able to come through in a couple of big spots. And now Wilmington has forced their hand with the game's first run in the top half of the inning.
And it is a 2-2 game in the 9th inning at the Dutch, Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore.
So Consuegra takes his spot at second. Jose Mayna to lead it off. Defensive switch for Wilmington. Paul Witt, who pinch ran, stays in the game at third. Jose Sanchez moves from third to first. First pitch to Mayna. He swings and lifts a high fly ball straight away left field. Mendez in a couple of steps and makes the catch. One pitch and one out.
If you've watched Cyclones games with us all year, you know Jose Mayna loves that first pitch. Got something to hit, just missed it, just underneath it.
So close. Mayna just getting underneath. One down for Shervin Newton. Wilmington plays him to pull. Daly close to the bag at second. Room on the left side. Ribalta's first pitch. Newton pops it foul in back of home plate. Nothing and one. Orlando Ribalta trusted in a big spot by Mario Lison, and for good reason. 12 and a third scoreless since coming up from low A Fredericksburg. Tall righty leans in, nods yes to the sign, sets at the belt, and the 0-1 to Newton. Hard line drive foul down the right field line off to the left of the Cyclones dugout. No balls and two strikes. Since coming up, Ribalta has struck out 15 and 12 and a third and walked 7. Right arm dangling as he stares in. Consuegra leads off second, one out, 1-0 Wilmington, bottom of the 10th. 0-2, Newton rolls over right side. It stays fair inside first, fielded by Sanchez. And a flip to Ribalta covering for the second out. Consuegra advances to third.
Jalen Palmer.
It all comes down to Jalen Palmer. Consuegra at third. Two out. 1-0 Wilmington. Bottom of the 10th. Brooklyn down to its final out. First pitch to Palmer. Breaking ball called. Strike inside corner. 0-1. Palmer 0-2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch in the 5th. has swung it better as of recently. A four-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Over top a breaking ball. Nothing and two.
And that was that ace swing. He got a fastball letter high. Who knows what could have happened. Good pitch.
And a tough season at times for Jalen Palmer. Could right a lot of wrongs with a base hit here. 0-2. Tap foul at home plate. Palmer stays alive. Consuegra leads from third. He's the tying run. 1-0 Wilmington. RBI single by Wilson in the top of the 10th. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Wilmington wins it. Ribalta comes in and strands the tying run at third, and the Cyclones squander a number of opportunities tonight. And Wilmington gets the lone marker of the ball game in the 10th and hangs on to win it 1-0 in game four. A crusher for the Cyclones. Into the clubhouse and watching the scoreboard. We'll come back to wrap it up with the totals in the postgame show here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Tonight's game goes to Wilmington in extras. A 1-0 victory for the Washington Nationals affiliate. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. We'll get you over to Nick for the explosive post-game show coming up in a moment. Fireworks show about to go down on Coney Island. So first, the totals. Wilmington, one run, seven hits, no errors, seven stranded. Cyclones, no runs, five hits, no errors. Stranded six and went 1-for-8 with RISP. Amos Willingham gets the victory. Nathan Lavender takes the loss. And Orlando Ribalta earns his first save at high A. Time of the game, it was a quick one, even though we went to extras. 2 hours, 31 minutes, and a good crowd tonight, just shy of 4,000, 3,894. So the Cyclones need Jersey Shore to beat Hudson Valley for the Cyclones to stay in first place. Brooklyn in the second half falls to 34-29. Meanwhile, Wilmington improves to 27-31. And Nick, there was a handful of times, so you know, go back and look at yourself in the eighth inning. Cyclones had another base runner on in the seventh, and then it would have been base runner in inning after inning after inning after inning, and then nothing. And if you let Wilmington hang around long enough, you give him a freebie in the top of the 10th, that's what happens. Too many opportunities squandered tonight.
Absolutely, and goes back to even the first inning. Matt Rudick, first pitch he saw tonight, a double. Ramirez, a base hit, and then the Cyclones going strikeout and double play. And from there, it just snowballed. Brooklyn had their opportunities, and unfortunately not able to come through tonight, and pretty disappointing with so much on the line in the way of playoff positioning and the division, and now scoreboard watching to see what happens between Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore. But the Cyclones had their chances, and that really is what it boils down to. A bit surprising because of how well they have swung the bats leading up to this ball game. In Jersey Shore, we're outstanding aside from a tough opener where they won 2-1. This has been a lineup that has been really good, but unfortunately not able to get anything on the board tonight. From Evan Lee to Miguel Gomez to Ronnie Theofili, Amos Willingham, and then Orlando Ribalta. Wilmington sends out five pitchers to combine to shut out the Cyclones in 10 innings. And that tying run, a ghost runner starting at second base, stranded at third with the Palmer strikeout. Not much to recap other than an outstanding start for the Cyclones. Dom Hamill went seven shutout innings, allowed three hits, no walks, which is really impressive for him. He's been trying to tinker with some of the control and really look sharp tonight. Nine strikeouts. Unfortunately, a no decision in the Cyclones' loss this evening as the Brooklyn offense was stifled this evening. Lone run in the ballgame coming in the top of the 10th. Next runner starting at second, Paul Witt. Jose Sanchez bunting him over to third. And then Cody Wilson with the knockout blow in this ballgame, shooting a hard ground ball through the second base hole into right field. And that was all that Wilmington needed to hang on for the victory tonight. Despite little offense on their side, Cyclones didn't have anything. And despite the opportunities for Brooklyn, who had hits in the first, second, third, in the sixth inning as well, just held off the board in key situations, grounded into three double plays this evening. Bounced into some tough luck a couple of times as well, and also had that interference double play called as well with a strikeout. And the base runner, Jaylen Palmer, called out as well. So four plays tonight that saw the Cyclones wipe out a batter and a base runner. But back to the drawing board for Brooklyn as they head into the weekend. Scoreboard watching and hoping to get some more help from Jersey Shore if they want to hang on to first place in the North Division. Take a look around the South Atlantic League scoreboard. A 7-1 win for Greensboro. It's gone final at First National Bank Field. Bowling Green and Asheville are tied at 9 in the bottom of the 9th at McCormick Field. Greenville and Rome, the drive on top of Rome, 8-5, 3 outs away from the victory. And that game all in the South Division. Bottom of the 9th inning at Dutchess Stadium. Two on, nobody out in a 2-2 ball game between the Renegades and Jersey Shore. Aaron Polensky walking to put two on base in a game that the Cyclones are without a doubt paying close attention to. Spencer Henson walking to open up that inning against Jonathan Hughes, who was seemingly having some trouble locating in the strike zone Kyle Battle at the plate in the moment. Hughes missed with the first pitch there too, so we'll circle back to that score at the conclusion of the postgame show tonight. Top of the 8th inning at Ripken Stadium, 6-2 Hickory over Aberdeen. So if that score holds, at least Brooklyn will get some help in that regard from a team in back of them losing. Greensboro, a 7-1 win over Winston-Salem in the first game of that doubleheader as well in the South Division. In the Mets organization, where we circle back to Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley, Jupiter taking down St. Lucie 10-5 at Clover Park. Syracuse and Scranton Wilkes-Barre have wrapped up at PNC Field. A 2-1 win for the Rail Riders. Somerset and Binghamton have concluded at Morabito Stadium as well. Somerset winning 7-1 with Eric Wagman homering for Somerset, and Zach Ashford hitting a home run for Binghamton as the lone scoring for the Rumble Ponies in that ballgame. We'll circle back and take one more look at the score in Hudson Valley's tight contest with Jersey Shore. Cyclones hoping that the Blue Claws will be able to get out of this thing. Jonathan Hughes in a 2-2 battle with Kyle Battle. as Brooklyn hopes that that thing can go to extras. Jersey Shore can't find a way to win, but no other way to slice it. A disappointing outcome tonight. Cyclones had their opportunities early on in this ball game, but later on in this ball game as well. Ended up leaving six on base, one for eight with runners in scoring position. Five hits, but just could not get the job done. And Kyle Battle with a line drive single to win it for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the ninth. So at the conclusion of the evening, the Cyclones have fallen out of first place, half a game behind Hudson Valley with their victory over Jersey Shore in walk-off fashion tonight. So Brooklyn with the loss falls to 64-60, 34-24 on the second half. Wilmington to 62-61 on the full season, 27-31 on the second half. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight as the Cyclones drop a tough one, 1-0. Wilmington takes it in 10 innings. Join us again tomorrow when we head to the weekend. Game 5 of this 6-game set, the final homestand of the season. Jeffrey Cologne gets the ball for the Cyclones against Michael Cuevas. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Cyclones pregame on the air at 5:40 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.